Welcome to the Technology Equals Equality podcast. I'm your host, Lori Brooks, and this is episode 8. Welcome back, and thank you so much for joining me here for episode number 8. If you are a small business owner or an entrepreneur and you're looking to grow your business and Facebook ads are still a scary topic for you, this episode was designed just for you. Listen in as Tayek, the CEO of AdHusky, joins us to discuss his startup journey. Tayek earned his master's and PhD from Stanford University with a focus on data processing and algorithms. AdHusky is an agency assisting you with simplifying Facebook ads. Get the reach you want and need in just a few clicks. If you have 3 minutes and $9, you can reach up to 1,000 customers. No more guesswork or daily limits. Listen in as Tayek shares his journey.
Thank you so much for your time this morning, Tayek. I truly appreciate it. Our story is designed to help entrepreneurs hear the story, find the pain, and create a solution. But before we jump into that story of your pain, tell us a story of how it is you once saw the future before you decided to begin branding yourself and building AdHusky as your business.
Understood. So after getting my PhD, I was working for a big company, both as an engineer and then as a business role management. That's what I did. And then always I was interested in entrepreneurship because I see a lot of friends or famous people who were building their own business. So there was kind of a little bit of envy. Like, they complain a lot about their hard life, but there was a little bit of jealous, that kind of a factor as well. So that's what I thought before. And in my case, we had two companies who were interested in our new services. So we thought, okay, this is a good time to start a business. That's how things got started. But the reality was, it's relatively easy to build a consulting business, but we realized it's very challenging to build a scalable product business. That's what we found out. For example, what I mean by that is it's relatively easy to, for example, open one restaurant, but it's very difficult to build McDonald's. Let me put it that way. Yeah.
Certainly. It's very difficult when it comes to creating those scalable processes and procedures.
Correct.
And, you know, it's something that I advise most of my clients to attempt to begin paying attention to how they go about performing their actions from day one so that they can build that operations and procedures manual as they go versus, you know, being in business and then attempting to jump into working on the business while you're running a business.
Correct. I know what you're
it's
saying.
Very
exactly.
difficult. It's yeah. very difficult. So, excellent. So, what were some of the first steps that you took once you decided it was time to work for yourself?
Asking really those two companies that who were looking for new service, asking them to sign a contract with my company. And excellent. That was the first thing. But it's about 8 months. But it was getting also like looking for team members. And so those two things were what I was doing. I actually did not incorporate my business for about 4 months until many people spend time to the incorporation, that kind of things. But for me, I don't think that really matters, especially in early stages, because you are talking about you should first check you have a market. You have to make sure that you can build a team who can deliver the service. So that's what I did. Yep.
Excellent. So you went out, you found the pain, you tested the market to make sure that it was a viable business
that's
idea.
Correct.
And then you moved forward.
Correct.
Excellent.
Because so many people are just being nice. They just say, oh, right. It's a great service. But if you actually ask them to pay, they don't really do that. So
your validation. Exactly.
Yes.
You have to, you know, validate that there really is a market out there for the service that you're dreaming about providing. Because, you know, even if there is a special interest that someone has that they're looking to build a business around, they really need to make sure that the market it has the particular pain that that they're looking to serve. Otherwise, they should shift, even if it's within the market, but really shift their services to provide a service that will answer the need in that industry.
Exactly.
So, excellent. So what is it that you think prospective entrepreneurs should really take into consideration prior to taking their leap into entrepreneurship?
Oh, I think they have to make sure that they have some cushion in terms of cash, at least a two-year income that, so even though you don't make any money for 2 years, you should be able to survive. Some people say 1 year, but I don't think it's sufficient. 2 year is, because what's going to happen is then after 1 year, if you start making some money, but it may not be large enough to support your entire expense. So anyway, that's number one. Other than that, I think that's pretty much it. I highly recommend people not going to event too much. People just feel that networking is the key. I mean, you have to do it at sort of the point, but it's, you have to solve a problem that people are willing to pay. So that, I think, should be a focus.
Certainly. Excellent. So they really need to, you know, reiterating what we were saying before, really focus on what the need is in that market before they do anything else.
Correct.
And from there, you know, begin networking and building that income stream or the basis behind the income stream that they're looking to eventually create. So.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. So what would you caution as some of the biggest mistakes first-time entrepreneurs tend to make?
I mean, it's really one answer. People just imagine in their head. And if you challenge them, they just defend it out of their head. But the reality is no one knows. People just so much into their idea. They just don't talk to their customers.
Yeah.
And if customers don't pay for your service, you should not do it. It's not going to be a business. I mean, people say it takes time, whatever. Of course, it takes time. At least you have to make sure that people pay a little bit for your service. For example, you may not be able to charge like the fair pricing, but if you cannot let them pay just a little bit for your service initially, it means they're not really, there's no market there. Yeah.
Right, right. If they're not willing to at least, you know, pay something to validate the fact that they're really interested. Because anybody can say they're interested. And like you said, anybody can be nice and tell you that your idea is outstanding. you know, but if you just continue going with that dream or that thought process that, you know, whatever it is you're building on is going to become this great, amazing situation without actually making sure that someone is willing to pay for those services prior to actually spending the time building it, it's somewhat of a waste of time. And you're right, it is somewhat of a dream state if you're not really making sure that there is that validation there first.
Mm-hmm.
So how is it that you feel technology has assisted you in both building your business as well as streamlining your procedures?
For us, actually, we were very high-tech business to begin with. But yes, in the sense that like we were using a lot of tools like a Gmail, social media, Google Ad.
Right.
So those things made us save our time dramatically. So that was true. But also we were more, our business actually is, we help other small business owners to advertise on Facebook easily. That's what we do. And if you follow this field a little bit, what you will realize is that even though many people talk about social media, there are multiple tools, but you don't really have an easy tool for you to advertise on Facebook. That's the issue right now, and that's what we are solving. So we actually have a lot of other small business owners make their life easy on advertising on Facebook. That's what we do. Yep.
Excellent. So tell us now, with your assisting clients in advertising on Facebook, if in fact you had a magic wand, what would you change in your business and why? On, you know, a day-to-day basis, how is it that this pain is impacting you or your clients even with AdHusky?
I mean, I don't think there is nothing to change per se.
Mm-hmm.
But for us, the biggest issue is how to let other small business owners know that we exist.
Yeah.
What I mean by that is if actually, you know, if small business owners after looking at our service, if they decide not to use it, that's fine. I mean, we are not for everybody. Some people, for whatever reason, they may not want to use us. But right. really the difficult part is it's really hard to let people know that we exist. So that's the, if I can change one thing, that's, and also now that just going back to your first previous question, one of the biggest mistakes that people make when they first start a business is they really underestimate the challenge of distribution, because it's really hard to let people know that you exist and you should be very creative. So that's actually, that's that. Yep.
Excellent. It's definitely the moment of thinking outside the box in order to create that exposure. When it comes to advertising, definitely, it's far more difficult to get your name out there than most people think. It's not just a matter of posting here and there. You know, there's coordinated efforts that need to be created
Correct.
In Yep. order to move forward. So definitely understood. You know, that I believe that AdHusky, the platform that you guys have, is outstanding, that you guys are assisting in that pain point, because it is a pain point for a lot of people. A lot of people are not sure how to go about using Facebook. They're unclear as to how the, you know, the fee base works and how that all plays together. And though there are multiple different Facebook trainers and so forth, people are very intimidated by attempting to use Facebook ads. So the platform is outstanding. And Taik, I hope that we are assisting in your exposure here.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
definitely.
Yep. Thank you.
Tell our listeners the best way to find you.
Oh, come to adhusky.com, www.adhusky.com. And if you actually use Wix, Yahoo, Eventbrite, Shopify, we are there as well. So that's where we are. And it's really a low-cost service. You do not need to hire your expensive ad agency. You could take care of Facebook ad yourself. That's the value that we, that's the problem that we solve for you. Yep. Yeah,
okay.
We have three packages, $9, $45, $90. It all run for 1 week. If you're just starting, you want to see how it goes, $9. But for you to get real result, you should choose $45. And then if you want to be a little more aggressive, you should do by $90. And really, we simplify the process for you, and you will see that from our site. Yep.
Excellent. And I think at the $9, correct me if I'm wrong, Taik, I believe that's 1,000 customers, you know, potentially that you're reaching out to with that $9
Correct.
Price
Yes.
point, you
Correct.
Know. And that makes it so much easier for people when they're looking at Facebook advertising because of that fear of what the cost will end up being, you know, and not understanding how to set those tiers in Facebook itself. So that's outstanding, Taik.
Exactly.
I really
appreciate it. It just makes you, you feel more comfortable because you know the worst case
yes.
scenario. Yep.
Yes,
yep.
exactly.
Yep.
So, no, I think it's wonderful. And that's why I had you on, Taik, because I wanted to make sure that people are hearing about your service and that they know that you are out there, you're available, and that you are an outstanding agency to reach out to for assistance in this sort of a task. Because social media marketing is a confusing task in and of itself, never mind running your business. So,
yes, exactly. Thank you very much.
Regardless of what
yep.
industry, so it's outstanding. So, Taik, thank you again for your time. This morning. I truly appreciate your, you know, sharing your expertise and your time with both myself and my audience today.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
You as well. Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I hope you enjoyed that interview with Taik of AdHusky. And go ahead, check him out, adhusky.com. That is adhusky.com. You can also find him through our show notes page at lauriebrooksmanagement.com/Taik. Do not begin building your business until you're sure you have a viable market. Do the research. It takes time, but it's well worth it in the end. So do the research. Find your market and then reach out to AdHusky and start reaching your customers immediately. Taik, I just want to thank you again for your time and sharing your expertise with our audience, and we wish you continued success. As you know, the theme of this show is to hear the journey, find the pain, and create solutions. But what is this journey that I keep referring to? Well, entrepreneurship is a journey in and of itself. In order to succeed in building your own business, you have to start off by creating a positive mindset. You have to be sure that you're ready to step into the world of running your own business. It's not an easy task. It does take work, but it's a very simple formula, and if you just follow the formula, you'll be successful. You have to get into a mindset that's positive. Start your day in the right place. Then you need to get organized. Know what your customers want. Know what it is you need to do to serve them and create your product. Then reach out to AdHusky to help you grow. Get your mindset, get organized, create your product, and grow. I hope you all enjoyed this episode. And until next week's episode, when we continue to hear the journey, find the pain, and create solutions, enjoy the week.